From scratch.
Welcome to this week's From Scratch. I'm Martin Cousins.
And I am Nigel Payne.
Welcome back to Blighty, Nigel. You've been hot-footing it around the world like you always do, but this time you've been to a very interesting conference. So, let's hear all about it. Where have you been and what's been happening there?
I was in Orlando for Elliot Mays's Learning 2015. I loved it, actually. It's always good. I thought it was exceptional this year for a number of reasons. Reason one was that he broke 2,000, so there were 2,062 people there. And that is a pretty big conference by anyone's standard. And that meant he gave us three exceptional keynotes. And I'll just very briefly summarize. The first one was Sal Khan from the Khan Academy. And I really like Sal a lot. But what I learned from that, from him, were a couple of things. One is that his app, which I've now downloaded on my iPad, works way better than the website. I thought it was an excellent piece of engineering, really good app. And secondly, that he's turned his focus away from schools and kids to adults. So he's doing all sorts of interesting bits of curriculum in law and finance, things that you wouldn't expect a 14-year-old to know very much about. And he's getting big traction. And it struck me, as I'm listening to him, thinking, why would anyone who's working in an organization not grab bits of Sal Khan, bits of Khan Academy, and work it into any kind of program they were putting together? Because it's very friendly, very well done. You can do it as many times as you like. So, Sal gets bigger and better. He's got 100 staff now working for him, putting together content and managing the process. And he's got, I can't remember, was it hundreds of millions or close to 100 million users all around the world? So from his little start, talking to his niece about algebra 20 minutes a day for 3 weeks, he's really taken off. And it's basically just a very good idea, well executed. And lots of people are saying, I had that idea. I was doing something similar. And indeed, many people were long before Sal. He didn't invent flipped learning. But the difference was that he expanded it and developed it and turned it into a viable platform, for which I admire him hugely, I think. The second was Steve Wozniak, the guy who founded Apple with Steve Jobs. And I liked him for totally different reasons. I suppose the most striking thing about him, he's 65. The most striking thing about him was his incredible curiosity. This is a guy who just looks at the world through the eyes of a child. He has a sort of childlike enthusiasm for what's going on, still completely engaged. And even his hotel room, he tweeted out that his hotel room was 1376. And what an interesting number that was, because there were a lot of prime numbers embedded in it. And I saw all this Twitter stream of mathematicians saying, oh, I've worked out 16 prime numbers from that. And if you add the first and the second and the third and the fourth and add those together, you get another prime. And it was just extraordinary. And you think, how many times have I been in a hotel room and I've looked at the number on the door and thought, oh, that's an interesting number. I think I can argue quite safely, never. But he just sees the world in an interesting way. And he's got a Tesla, and Tesla just upgraded the operating system in the car, which they do overnight, not when you're driving. And it's now autopilot. And I was lucky enough, Elliot Mazie took me out in his Tesla, and I got a chance to drive it on the freeway, hands-free, hands and feet-free. This car steering itself, including when you push down the indicator, it checks the traffic, and when there's a gap, it pulls into the next lane.
Wow.
That's super cool. And there's my hands away from the wheel, shaking slightly and very scared, but I did it. So, and Wozniak's really interested in those simple interfaces. And his view is that we need to make things simpler and simpler and simpler. And he loves Siri and voice control. He thinks voice control's going to be a massive way we interface with machines in the coming years as that gets better and better. And the third one was not really a person. It was an orchestra. Elliot brought in the Orlando Philharmonic and the conductor, who is known affectionately as Maestro Roger. Maestro Roger used the orchestra as a metaphor for communication and organizational health. So he did things like he got the orchestra to play like they didn't trust the next person playing with them. They thought that they were okay, but keep an eye on that idiot next to you because they're probably not very well qualified and don't know how to do a good job. And the music almost fell apart. It was extraordinary. And then he got them to play with their eyes closed, a piece of music they'd hardly seen. And he interviewed the orchestra afterwards, and they played it beautifully. And he said, how did you play that beautifully when you've hardly seen the music? And you couldn't see it because you had your eyes closed. And they said they weren't concentrating on what they were playing. They were listening to the person next to them and the music and fitting in with the music. So they all fitted in with each other, result perfect music. So, you know, there's huge, huge logic there for organizations about trust. He also got them to play like they were passionate about what they were doing and they loved that piece of music. And the difference in intensity and great, it was amazing, amazing. So, you know, organizations where no one trusts anyone else, are utterly different places to organizations where people trust each other and where they work together as teams and respect each other. Really, really very interesting. And because it was Elliot's 25th anniversary conference, he took us all to Epcot. So we all got a ticket to go to Epcot in the afternoon for the Food and Wine Festival. And that was very interesting because Elliot had two private islands at Epcot. Only Elliot can have two private islands at Epcot. He was the maestro or the master of one island. He asked me to be in charge of the other island. So I got to meet I talked to at least 300 people at the conference on the island. That was very interesting as well. Because, you know, what you realize is that most people, even in a conference like that, which isn't for probably run-of-the-mill L&D people, most people are struggling, looking at very basic areas of innovation, still offering same old, and are aware that it's not working and don't quite know the way forward. So even in the face of all that kind of full of ideas and full-on organization, the actual picture on the ground, that is room for improvement, I think, is the least we can say. So I thought it was great. 190 parallel sessions, about 8 or 9 keynotes, including, I have to add immodestly, my own keynote at the very end, which I talked about leadership, which went okay, I thought. I enjoyed doing that. And just a very good time had by all.
Great, I love that. So do things simply, simple interfaces.
Yep.
Execute things well.
Yep.
Trust sits under all of that.
Yep.
And then there's the whole personal experience. So you got to drive a car, no hands, and you got to drink loads of fine wine and eat loads of fine food on an island. So all in all, we'll just say cheers to that, Nigel. Thanks for that review.
It's good to talk to you, Martin. From scratch.